We'll finish this week's news with four really good news stories. Norwich-based charity, MAP, MAP, which helps young people aged 11 to 25, is the overall winner of a national award for its outstanding work. A sit-in-a-stream team have sat in 79 streams in Norfolk to raise more than £9,000 for a breast cancer charity. The space industry in Norfolk is set to take off and build a rocket launch pad in the North Sea. And a Norfolk wheelchair tennis player reached a Wimbledon singles final. Here's Marianne to tell us about the Mancroft Advice Project's success.
Norwich-based charity MAP, M-A-P, has been selected as the overall winner of the National Award for its outstanding work supporting young people age 11 to 25 with their mental health and well-being. MAP was chosen from more than 350 charities across the UK as the overall winner of the 2022 GSK Impact Awards. The charity was awarded the prize at a ceremony in central London. Now in their 25th year, the GSK Impact Awards recognises small and medium-sized charities working to improve people's health and well-being. As overall winners, MAP will receive £50,000 funding, as well as expert support and leadership development provided by leading health and care charity, the King's Fund. Established in 1991, MAP offers a range of services to help 11 to 25-year-olds in Norfolk solve problems that may have an impact on their mental health before they escalate. The charity says recent research shows that one in six school-aged children in England is likely to have a mental health problem.
An intrepid fundraising team has completed its aim of having a dip in every waterway in Norfolk. The Sit in a Stream team cycled between all of the rivers, streams and becks over 4 days, looking to raise sponsorship for Little Lifts, the Norwich-based charity which supports people undergoing treatment for breast cancer. The challenge started at Thornham, near Hunstanton, winding its way through over 320 miles of the county and 79 sits, finishing at Borborough. John Ives from Sit in a Stream said, "The challenge was tough, but we all had an amazing time and really helped each other through. Everyone said how much they enjoyed being part of the event, and we all feel incredibly proud to have raised so much money for an amazing charity. This will allow Little Lifts to provide over 400 support boxes to women and men with breast cancer." Oa Hackett, founder of Little Lifts, said, "Little Lifts provides free, thoughtfully curated gift boxes to provide practical and emotional support to people during their breast cancer treatment. We can't do what we do without the support from people like the team behind Sit in a Stream."
The space industry is set to take off in Norfolk after plans to build a rocket launch pad in the North Sea progress to a second stage. Gravity Lab is spearheading ambitions for the offshore spaceport to make it easier to blast its rocket into Earth's outer atmosphere. Although the concept still has obstacles to overcome, the firm's managing director, Mark Roberts, said that there is no particular reason why we should be nervous about it being a viable option. He added, "One of the biggest hurdles we have is around airspace, but we've started that process and got to the stage two of what is a very long process. Stage one is really viability. If it's completely a lunatic idea, they switch it off at a very early stage. The exact location of the spaceport has yet to be decided, but the company revealed that it will be somewhere off the Norfolk coast. At the moment, it has to launch its rockets off the coast of Scotland, but it says building a launch pad locally will help its work easier and more efficient, as well as attracting more firms. One of the leading companies in its field, Gravity Lab, is the first in the world to reuse rockets that do not go into orbit. Making space exploration more sustainable is one of the firm's key focuses, and it is working on groundbreaking inventions such as creating rocket fuel from beeswax. to make this possible. It currently employs 20 people, but is expecting to double its workforce in the next 12 months. Mr. Roberts said, if our expansion plans go really well, I would say we will probably have 100 to 120 people working here within the next 5 years. The company held an open day on Friday where top scientists and engineers within the aerospace sector came together with MPs to look at the work Gravity Lab was doing and its future plans.
It was a case of so close, yet so far, for Norfolk's Alfie Hewitt in his first Wimbledon singles final. The Cantley tennis ace served for the championship four times during a grueling match with world number one Shingo Kunieda in the wheelchair singles final in SW19. However, after 3 hours and 20 minutes of intense competition, it was the Japanese ace who came away with his 28th Grand Slam triumph and first in the spiritual home of tennis. Roared on by the home crowd, including some in Norwich City shirts, 24-year-old Hewitt narrowly took the first set by 6-4. And in the second set, the Norfolk boy served for the championship before his resilient opponent showed precisely why he was already a 27-time Grand Slam champion, taking the next three games to claim the second set, 7-5. However, with the crowd well and truly in his corner, Hewitt raised his game in the third set to storm into a 3-game-to-love lead. Kunieda then broke serve to pull one game back before Hewitt broke back to go 4-1 up in the deciding third set. Despite Hewitt saving three break points in the following game, Kunieda was then able to close the gap to 4-2 as the game closed in on its third hour. Hewitt would go on to serve for the match two more times, but his opponent refused to be beaten and after a dramatic final set tiebreaker took the crown, breaking Norfolk hearts along the way. Both players were given a standing ovation by the crowd before they exchanged a long embrace at the net.